Colonel Sweet wants you.
Chess again, or work?
Neither. He's worried about your wandering around at night. I told him I'd go with you, and all you do is look at the stars and stuff. Guess he's getting paranoid.
Corby smiled a smile he did not feel.
Just doing his job?
Guess my life looks odd. Getting past it, lost in my own mind. Do I act senile sometimes?
Here, sugar.
Please.
Sugar was a treat. The guard could not provide it.
Any rush? I haven't eaten.
He didn't put it that way.
Good. More time to prepare. Fool. He should have guessed his walks would attract attention. The guard was paranoid by design.
Corby prepared oats and bacon, which he shared with Case. For all they were well paid, the guard ate poorly. Because of ongoing foul weather, the ore road was all but impassable. The army quartermasters strove valiantly, but often could not get through.
"Well, let's see the man," Corby said. "And that's the last bacon. The colonel better think about farming here, just in case."
They talked about it. Corby had befriended Case, partly because he served at headquarters. Colonel Sweet would play chess and talk old times, but he never revealed any plans.
And?
Not enough land, not enough fodder.
Pigs. They get fat on acorns.
Need herdsmen, else the tribemen would get them.
I guess so.
The colonel ushered Corby into his private quarters. Corby joked,
"Don't you ever work, sir?"
"The operation runs itself. Been rolling 4 centuries. That's the way it goes."
"I have a problem, Corby."
Corby grimaced.
"Sir?"
"Appearances, Corby. This is a world that lives by perceptions. You aren't presenting a proper appearance."
"Sir?"
"We had a visitor last month, from Charm."
"I didn't know that."
"Neither did anyone else, except me. What you might call a prolonged surprise inspection. They happen occasionally." Sweet settled behind his work table, pushed aside the chess set over which they had contested so often. He drew a long sheet of southern paper from a cubby at his right knee. Corby glimpsed printing in a crabbed hand.
"Taken? Sir?"
Corby never sirred anyone, except as an afterthought. The habit disturbed Sweet.
"Yes, with the lady's carte blanche. He did not abuse it, but he did make recommendations, and he did mention people whose behavior he found unacceptable. Your name was first on the list. What the hell are you doing wandering around all night?"
"Thinking. I can't sleep. The war did something. The things I saw, the guerrillas. You don't want to go to sleep because they might attack. If you do sleep, you dream about the blood. Homes and fields burning, animals and children screaming. That was the worst. The babies crying. I still hear the babies crying."
He exaggerated very little. Each time he went to bed, he had to get past the crying of babes. He told most of the truth and wound it into an imaginative lie. Babies crying. The babies who haunted him were his own. Innocence abandoned in a moment of fear of commitment.
"I know," Sweet replied. "I know. At Rust, they killed their children rather than let us capture them. The hardest men in the regiment wept when they saw the mothers